determination of probable cause to believe you committed the offense of first-degree murder, which is a Class 1 felony under Colorado law. Ordinarily, individuals are entitled to bail. Given the nature of the charges, you are currently being held on a no-bond hold. You also have a right to have a jury trial and preliminary hearing to determine whether there's probable cause to believe that you're the person that committed the offense. Mr. Holmes, do you have any questions about that initial advisement?
Judge, we've advised Mr. Holmes thoroughly and made approval or further advisement.
Thank you, Mr. King. Pursuant to CRS 18-1-1001, we are to enter a mandatory protection order. Any violation of the protection order can constitute a new criminal offense and or contempt of court. It is the order of the court you shall not harass, molest, intimidate, retaliate against, or tamper with any witness to or victim of the acts you are charged with committing, shall vacate the home of the victim, stay away from the home of the victims, and stay away from any other location the victims are likely to be found. You shall refrain from contacting, directly or indirectly communicating with the victims, shall not possess or control firearm or other weapon, shall not possess or consume alcoholic beverages or controlled substances, and as to further order the court, you are not to commit any new offenses.
The thing, and I thought that was a fascinating answer.
That's okay. You want to take off the hoodie?
No, I never take off the
hoodie. I know you don't. What's with that? There's a group of women in the audience that wish you would.
No.
Girls?
Whoa.
All right.
Sorry. Yeah, that's okay.
Can you explain what this instant personalization thing was that you did and why you did it and what's the value of it to your users?
Maybe I should take off the hoodie.
Take off the hoodie.
Go ahead.
You want to? Are you hot? Go ahead. Here. Let me get someone. You all right?
Yeah.
This is a great moment in internet history.
What?
All right.
What are we going to do with the mic?
Put it on your...
All right.
Put it on the collar of your T-shirt. Do you want some...
Do you need some help?
No, I'm good.
All right. Okay.
Sorry
about being warm, Mark.
No, it's...
We're not even yelling at you.
Yeah.
Yet.
We're not going to yell at him.
No, we're not. Of course not. That is a warm hoodie.
Huh? Yeah. No, it's a thick hoodie. It's a company hoodie. We print our mission on the inside.
What?
Oh, really?
Oh, my God, the inside of the hoodie, everybody. Take a moment. What is it?
Making the world more open and connected.
Oh, my God. It's like a secret cult. Look at that. Making the world open and connected. Stream, graph, platform, and this weird symbol in the middle that is probably for the Illuminati.
Title. It's a good... A good state of dying.
But I suppose it's because you had kind of a good day, and if you would have died, well, so be it. Is that it?
That's right. That's a great question. Have a sandwich, and let's go shopping.
Yeah.
Die hard.
That would have been your chosen time.
Well, it's about, it makes about as much sense. A good, or maybe there is a good day to die hard.
You get hurt at times. At one point, maybe you were thinking, maybe you were even willing to accept that you might have gotten cut by the team.
Yeah, a lot of ups and downs. A lot of ups and downs this year. But it's been a heck of a ride, to be honest. I really can't complain. I was kind of I was a little down when I found out I was injured and I had to have surgery again, with another knee. But at the end of the day, I have amazing teammates. You know, guys like
long-time real estate executive for Christian Wakefield, one heck of foresight years ago to know what Brooklyn could become. He played an important role in the renaissance of our thriving world. In addition, Fred was a key player in helping to find the team's future HSS training center location in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. And also gives back to the community as the founder of Brooklyn 1834, which provides a forum for the world's up-and-coming artists. Amid illness, Glenn could not be here tonight. Despite his illness and the same determination that he's used to make Brooklyn a better place. Glenn is represented tonight by his wife Jan and his children Theo and Edie. Please join SW24 Security Solutions and the Nets and show your appreciation for Glenn's leadership and his contribution in making Brooklyn what it is today.
Is she going to be, Israeli going to be your new makeup artist?
Huh?
Israeli going to be your new makeup artist?
We're going to use these first, buddy.
Have you found a new makeup artist?
I don't know.
You can open your eyes.
Close them. You should open them.
Now close them. I wish you could go on the water slides. But you're pregnant. If you're pregnancy, your heart's bad. If you have a broken bone or a back condition.
Say that again. Say it again.
I think I'm having some gas trouble.
Why aren't you pooting then, or is it hurt?
It hurts, and I need some gas poot stuff so I can poot it out.
He does.
Do you have sin?
The clown needs some medicine.
Ball with Katie. Was that the best fun? Was that? Yes, yes. What has happened to you? Something happened to you.
I'm in love.
No, they're literally on the edge of their seats. They're like this. Jeez. No, I know what he's doing. He's processing. He's trying to figure out what he is going to tell. What he is going to tell. I've never seen you like that. We've never seen you behave this way before.
I know.
Have you ever felt this way before? You're gone. You are gone.
Of yet another child star. This is Amanda Bynes we're talking about, formerly of Nickelodeon. Here she is wearing a ratty wig, appearing in court on charges of smoking weed and then throwing her bong out of a 36-floor apartment when police arrived. Bynes insists she is fine, but recent events suggest otherwise. ABC's Gio Benitez is on the story. Gio, sad stuff.
It really is, Dan. This morning, Amanda Bynes denies it all, saying she never tossed anything out through the window. It's a bizarre new case for her growing list of problems. And wait till you see how she showed up in that court.
In the last months, the American mainstream media is engaged in a heavy propaganda to demonize the former teen star Amanda Bynes, exposing her life's downward spiral almost nonstop, making sure of humiliating her, and profiling her situation as another case of celebrity meltdown by ostracism and drugs abuse. But what the mainstream media won't tell you is that there's no coincidence in the fact that Amanda Bynes' collapse started right after she quit the Illuminati entertainment industry, and she might as well be a victim of psychic attacks and gang stalking by the Hollywood mind control apparatus.
Was locked up, charged with marijuana possession, tampering with evidence, and reckless endangerment. In court, she said little.
Do you live here in Manhattan now, ma'am? Are you planning on staying in Manhattan?
Amanda Bynes seems to be another case of monarch mind-controlled celebrity, groomed by the Illuminati entertainment industry under ritualistic sex abuse like many others in Hollywood, such as Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, and Lindsay Lohan, just to name a few. They all started at very early ages being transformed in products of an industry controlled by homosexual pedophile Satanists whom deliberately abused child stars. In many cases,
single man, woman, and child in the state of South Carolina awakens to a freer, safer world because of George Bush. I would remind people that every single morning we all awaken to a safer, freer world because of George Bush. And Nicole, I would remind you and the people of Florence that all of us awaken every single day to a freer, safer world because of George Bush. Bathe them.
Happen without the preparation we had draining the team
And so I'd like it. Boy, if that's not a little embarrassing. But, so I don't get people worried standing up here too long. The thing what I was going to say, and so I figure I could stand here standing enough. It's a challenge.
Much. I appreciate it. Back here on American soil, bad news for the Obama administration. We have this new CNN ORC poll, which is quite a turnaround in
to the end of August 2010 is of enormous significance. The same with the civilian force structure, the same with the funding, and the same with others.
Well, let me reiterate my admiration and respect, General, for you and our military leaders and the task that, and the difficulty of the task before them. I think you are one of America's great heroes. But I continue to worry a great deal about the message we are sending in the region, about whether we're actually going to stay or not, and whether we're going to do what's necessary to succeed rather than set an arbitrary timeline. And the best way to...
We're going to recess now for a few moments. Okay. We recess till the call of the chair.